Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Sam. Well, we had a great first half of a concert, and the second half is holds a lot of potential here. Let me show you, there's a flyer like this out in the lobby. It gives you all the information about what's the activities of the Augusta Festival, everything that's going to be going on. There's about five stage locations tomorrow, and I won't go into all the information, but they're plentiful. They're out in the lobby, so be sure to pick one of these on your way up, on your way out. That's the Augusta Festival. A couple of quick announcements before we start the second half. The dance, there is a dance after the concert. So for you folks who have been sitting and you want to get up and get a little exercise, in the dance pavilion in this general direction, the band, the caller is Martha Tyner. The band is, the musicians is John Singleton, Denise Reese, Jerry Milnes, and Bill Payne. So some good friends of Augusta there. Also, one quick announcement that Doug wanted me to say. At the festival tomorrow, in the poet's tent, there is an open mic sign-up, and between the featured poets, there will be an opportunity for amateur poets to do some of their poetry, and that begins at 11:30 a.m. So those are some, one last announcement. Festival volunteers, if you haven't already received your assignments for tomorrow, check the bulletin board in the Augusta office lobby after the concert. Okay, well, let's get on with the second half of the show here. Clyde Davenport is a fiddle player, very powerful fiddle player and banjo player, born in Eastern Kentucky and lives now down in Jamestown, Tennessee. He's among the most important traditional musicians living today. When he was 9 years old, he went out to the barn. He wanted a fiddle, so he took an old piece of barn wood and barn siding and whittled himself a fiddle, got a couple of strings, and cut himself a dogwood switch and went out to the mule's tail and yanked some hair out of it and put them all together and built himself a fiddle at 9 years old. And in a few hours, he had his first couple fiddle tunes down, and he's been fiddling ever since. His repertoire comes from his father and his grandfather, songs that date in very authentic fashion way back into the 1800s. He will be playing in standard tuning tonight, but he's known for playing in a lot of different cross tunings. In fact, some of his recordings have fiddle tunes in cross tunings. He also has a vast array of solo fiddle tunes. And accompanying Clyde this evening is Craig Johnson on the guitar and the banjo and the vocals. So let's make him welcome Clyde Davenport and Craig Johnson.
Let's do it. Flowers from the Field of Alabama.
Okay.
grand consent. On a journey there I went to the mother of the girl I longed to win. As I drew near the old place, tears streamed down her old sweet face. When I asked her for her daughter's hand, she said, "She's a flower from the fields of Alabama. Take her, for she loves you, this I know. Health and wealth where'er you go, she's a blessing, you'll be told. She's a flower from the fields of Alabama." Door, thinking of the days of yore, and my dear old wife is seated by my side. But she's just as dear to me, in her eyes true love I see, as the sunny day I heard her mother say, "He's a flower from the fields of Alabama. Take her, for she loves you, this I know. Health and wealth wherever you go, she's a blessing, you'll be told. She's a flower from the fields of Alabama." Chase?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Wild Goose Chase in B flat.
Thank you.
Oh,
Oh, you want me to say something? You say it.
I'm going to play you Betty Baker now.
I just wanted to say that it's been a terrific week for me, and this is the icing on the cake, you know. Thank you.
Well, it's time for the drawing. Did y'all fill out your applications for the free t-shirt? Ladies. Good for one free t-shirt or a recording of your choice from the Augusta store. A value up to $18. We have Kathy Peterson holding the box. June Drucker drawing from the box. June wanted to throw the entire contents of the box up in the air. McCluskey. That's a TV show. I think, no, that's like Cher or something. I don't know. That's all it says is McCluskey from Chevy Chase, Maryland. Here we go. All right. We have a winner.
That's Chevy Chase cap.
Chevy Chase. All right. Well, I really feel honored to introduce our next acts. I actually stood out in the parking lot with him and had a wonderful conversation for a good half an hour or so. And I know that Wade wouldn't want me to gush too much about him and his career, but I have to tell you something about him. These two people are vibrant and entertaining professionals that are as vibrant today as they were 60 years ago when they first started their careers. They started in the early days of radio, when country music was first making their way on the radio. Wade Maynor playing with his fiddling brother, J.E. Maynor, and the Maynor Mountaineers. And Julia as Hillbilly Lily on the radio. A name that a radio announcer decided fit her better than Julia, I guess. Wade went on to become an absolute major recording artist and a star entertainer. He performed for the Roosevelts at the White House. He performed on Broadway with Burl Ives and with Woody Guthrie. He recorded nearly 200 songs in his career, and some of those titles have gone on to become classics in our traditional country music repertoire, titles like Maple on the Hill, Take Me in Your Lifeboat, and Down in the Willow Garden, which some of us got to hear earlier in the week when he performed those. And as if that's not enough to lodge this man's career into the annals of country music history, his banjo style is something that really shaped the way people learned to play the banjo. He started off as a young boy, and he just decided that that Fraylin style wasn't for him, and he wanted to come up with a way to get a few of the more of the melody notes in there. So he came up with a finger picking style, went back and forth between two and three fingers, and settled on a two-finger style, and it became his trademark, and it inspired countless musicians and paved the way for some musicians to come up with a new style of music that was to follow several years later, known as bluegrass. So let's please make welcome Wade Maynor and Julia Maynor.
Stood a maple on the hill, where I sat with my Geneva long ago, when the stars were shining brightly, we could hear the whippoorwill, when we sat beneath the maple on the hill. Don't forget me, little darling, when they lay me down. Just one little wish, darling, that I crave. As you linger there in sadness, you are thinking of the past. Let your teardrops kiss the flowers on my grave. We would sing love songs together when the birds had gone to rest. We would listen to the murmur of the rill. Well, you love me, little darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill. Don't forget me, little darling, when they lay me down to rest. Just one little wish, darling, when I crave. As you linger there in sadness, you are thinking of the past. Let your teardrops kiss the flowers on my grave. I will soon be with the angels on that bright and peaceful shore. Even now I hear them coming over the river. It's goodbye, my little darling. It is time for us to part. I must leave you and the maple on the hill. Don't forget me, little darling. They lay me down to rest. Just one little wish, darling, when I crave. As you linger there in sadness, thinking, darling, of the past, let your teardrops kiss the flowers on my grave. Let your teardrops kiss the flowers on my grave.
Thank you. Thank you.
I guess that was a really big number for you, Buck.
Yeah, that was one of my big ones back in the 30s, Tracy. We, Maynard Mountaineers, recorded that, and we really had a good seller there, and we really enjoyed doing it for the folks, and we also have it on tape, too, and on records. But I know that you folks up in this part of the country has probably heard the Maynard Mountaineers a lot of times, and we just old country boys, and we do country music. That's what we do. And this country, we'll go back about 50 or 60 years, and it's history, see? So here we are. We're glad to be down here with you folks tonight, and hope you enjoy some of these tunes that we're going to do. And we got to be moving along. We only got a short time, and got to get these numbers in for you. So we've had some requests for these. We've been working down here this week with Tracy here, and we're sure glad to have him along with us. And I think he works here on the college grounds here too, pretty much, don't you? I think you deserve it. I think you deserve a whole big hand for what you do. I sure do. I think you deserve it.
Thank you.
We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what sporting was till we courted in the rain. We courted in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what sporting was till we courted in the rain. Well, as I was going down the road one rainy day, overtook up with a beautiful-looking young girl. She's carrying a parasol. I asked about carrying a parasol, and she said to be all right. And I went off singing, we courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what sporting was till we courted in the rain. Courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what sporting was till we courted in the rain. Well, I begin to like my gal pretty good, and so I was asked about coming over and see her some Saturday night. She said it'd be all right, and I went off singing, we courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what sporting was till courted in the rain. Courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what sporting was till courted in the rain. Well, I went over on a Saturday night to see my gal, and I knocked on the door, and she says, who is it? I said, it's me. She said, well, come on in. I went in, and we sat down on the settee there, and we talked a while, and finally we got off on dog ticks, bed ticks, and every other kind of tick. And I asked her for a kiss, and she wouldn't give me one. So I thought I'd steal one from her, you know, and I'd do it sneaking. I missed her nose, and her mouth was leaking. We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what sporting was. We courted in the rain, courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what sport was till we courted in the rain. Well, I begin to like my gal still better, and she was asking about marrying, and said I was going out to see her dad about that. So, by gosh, that got me, but I went off singing. We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what sport was till we courted in the rain. We courted in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what sport was till we courted in the rain. Well, I went ahead and seen Dan and asked him for his girl, and he said I could have her, so that tickled me still better, and I went off singing. We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what sporting was till we courted in the rain. Courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what sporting was till we courted in the rain. Well, as I was leaving the house, I got to the door. The old man hollered at me and said, "Just a minute, son." I said, "Yes, sir, what is it?" He said, "Do you think you can support a family?" I said, "Yes, sir, I believe I can." He said, "Well, praise the Lord, there are 14 of us." We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what sporting was till we courted in the rain. Thank you all very much. Appreciate that. Let me get this.
Tracy's workshop over here, and maybe some years later or whenever we can come back and do the same thing. Jonah, Jonah, go down to Nineveh, said my Lord. Oh, God spoke to Jonah, now a Christian man, says, go down to Nineveh, take my command. He gave him the orders on the royal phone. Go down to Nineveh, preach their doom. Yet 40 long days I'll pass them by. I'll destroy that city with fire. Jonah, 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 go down to Nineveh, said my Lord. Well, Jonah didn't want to hear God's command, so he got a ticket that Joppa land. Now he got a ticket, then he got on board. Ship went rocking on down the shore, but God caused the wind to rise. Captain and the crew got trouble in mind, said, Lord, Lord, we all be lost if the storm don't stop. Search the vessel from the bottom to the top. Now they search the ship from the top to the deep. Found them a man lying fast asleep. Says, get up, Jonah, get up, man. The old God Almighty's gonna destroy this land. Jonah, 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 go down to Nineveh, said my Lord. Woke old Jonah from his sleep, said, Jonah, wake up, you're gonna destroy the deep. Jonah woke up and said, I'm the man, didn't want to go down to the end of the land. Now take my body cast in the sea. Don't want it now to suffer for me. Took old Jonah, cast him overboard. Along come a fish, now it swallowed him whole. Fish got sick at God's command. Cast old Jonah on the bar of sand. Well, the sun shone down on Jonah's head. Well, cut your pile now to give him shade. Along come a worm, cut it down. Well, well, that's the first start in Jonah's crown. Jonah, go down the Nineveh, said my Lord.
Thank you very much. My, what a good crowd you all are out there. I like to play for you all the time. Yeah, it would make me feel good, and you all feel good. If we could make you enjoy some of our music, then we'd all get along good together, couldn't we? Yeah. I'm glad to be here, and I know my wife is glad to be here. It's about 2 years ago we were here, and how many of you remember that? Thank you. We had a lot of requests for these numbers that we're putting on now, and we got time for about one more number, and this is our all-request number, and I want to say it was good to be here all week. We've enjoyed it, and it's been beautiful. These mountains down here, I don't know, I just fall in love with mountains every time I get around where they're at, and this is one of the most beautiful colleges I believe I've ever worked at and worked in, and I certainly appreciate the folks for having me down here. I want to do that. And would you like to have us come back sometime? Thank you. Thank you. This is for all that asked for it. Goes like this. Sit down.
Okay, sit down.
Sit down.
Okay, sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
Well, just got to heaven and I got to walk around.
Sit down.
Okay, sit down.
Sit down.
Okay, sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
Well, I can't sit down. I just got to heaven and I got to walk
people dressed in white.
Must be the children of the Israelites.
I see people dressed in red.
Must be the children that Moses led.
Sit down.
Oh, I can't sit down.
Sit down.
Oh, I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
Well, I can't sit down. I just got to heaven and I got to walk around.
Sit down.
Oh, I can't sit down.
Sit down.
Oh, I can't.
Why don't you sit down?
Well, I can't sit down. I just got to heaven and I got to walk around.
I see people dressed in red.
Must be the children that Moses led.
Yonder yeah, goes people all dressed in black.
They give up and turning back.
Sit down.
Oh, I can't sit down.
Sit down.
Oh, I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
Well, I can't sit down. I just got to heaven and I got to walk around.
Sit down.
Oh, I can't sit down.
Sit down.
I can't sit down.
Why don't you sit down?
Well, I can't sit down. I just got to heaven and I got to walk around.
Wade Maynard, Julia Maynard, Tracy Schwartz. another quick announcement here. The Cajun Jam is going to take place on the porch of Halleyhurst after the concert. Thank you, Bobby. The Triangle Jam on the porch of Graceland. No, just kidding. Everybody's welcome. I'm sorry. I wanted to make another little announcement on my own here. I've noticed a lot of people out taking photographs this week, and understood that there was a photography class. In fact, Joe Herman told me it was the photography class, I think is what he called it. Anyhow, I actually have a little photo essay going myself, and if any of you photo students can help me out, I would appreciate it. It started off with driving by this little place in Ohio. Man, some of my Ohio friends here might know of this place in Stowe, Ohio. It's a little shop. Well, it kind of caught my interest, some of these novelty shops and stores that combine a couple of different things. You know, in these economic times, things can be a little rough sometimes. So there's a place in Stowe, Ohio called Eddie's Bike and Cheese. Mountain bikes and pretty good imported cheese, actually, for a pretty good price. And so I started noticing, after becoming acquainted with Eddie's Bike and Cheese, I started noticing a few other places, and started a little photo essay of these, and if I can get 12, we're going to put out a calendar. So if any of you can help me out with any kind of combination stores is what we're looking for. Let's see, we have Eddie's Bike and Cheese, and then there's the Buckeye Worm Farm and DJ Service, which is... That's in Windham, Ohio, that's right. And when we were down in Louisiana this spring, we passed a place that advertised hand-dipped ice cream and maggots. So I thought those three, so we got, you know, we got January, February, and March all handled there. We have a slightly longer setup here for the Renegades. They're on their way here, bringing their equipment up. You know, I've had such a great time these last couple weeks. There's so much going on throughout this area. Of course, the 5 weeks of Augusta and the festival here. And last weekend was Clifftop. Some people went to Clifftop, I'm sure. And this whole week is the Galax Festival, which is this year is the 60th annual Galax, and I'm sure we've all been to Galax as well. I know a lot of people have bailed, but we do need to kind of support that because it is bluegrass and old-time music. I had a great experience a couple years down there. I was picking with this old fella, and he was playing kind of an early bluegrass style on the banjo, and some of you ethnomusicologists might appreciate this, but I asked him about his style. I said, well, that's kind of an old style. I was wondering if you did any of the older style. He says, no, I don't play no fall hand. So I thought that was, I hadn't heard that one. I've heard a drop thumb, but never fall hand. So one of the more profound experiences I had was going to bed really late at night after staying up into a lengthy jam session. And I had this dream very early in the morning, very distinctive dream. This is a true story. The dream was I was walking through a festival ground, and I came around this big Silver Eagle bus. And I didn't see Bill Monroe's bus, but I did see the septic tank truck moving, backing up to come empty the portageon, which was right, and that was his doo